Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Moose Soltis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gordy Hinkle. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Maynisch goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel strikes out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators won, and the Red Sox won. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators won, and the Red Sox won. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators won, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Morgan scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-1 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berg moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Berg scores. Two outs. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 0-1 in the game. Hinkle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schult throws the ball into Cronin, who tags Hinkle trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-1 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart fires over to first and QL drops the ball. That's an error on QL. Walters moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-2 in the game. Schult hits a line drive towards third. Walters reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into right field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Werber. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Werber steals third. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gordy Hinkle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinkle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinkle hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken pinch hits for lefty Stewart. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Harris pinch hits for John Stone. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Soltis. Harris reaches second base with a double. Soltis throws the ball into Walters, who tags Harris trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Berg scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Senators, 4, Red Sox, 4. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris now playing right field. General Crowder now pitching. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schuld hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schuld. Werber reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get Werber. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hinkle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.